Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today in the first interview of 2023 is Mr. Clement Butala. He's the commercial manager at Comarch in Ljubljana. In which country?
The biggest one, Slovenia.
Ah, Slovenia, of course. Yeah, yeah. Joke aside, yes, of course, yeah. Slovenia. First and foremost, Clement, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime, you know. And of course, I want to start off by wishing you and all your colleagues in Comarch a very happy and fruitful new year.
Yeah, should be healthy and the rest will take care of. We're very capable people here, you know. So.
I'm sure. Give our readers or viewers and listeners and whoever else sees this interview a little bit of a rundown on the history of Comarch. Who are Comarch today?
Well, we are the project cargo specialists. So let's say, like most of the forwarders, we are not interested in LCL and so on. We do support our regular clients, but we are strictly focused on project cargo. So project mm-hmm. cargo transporting by air, sea, river, whatever, but it needs to be oversized, heavy, government and defense, ADR, whatever. It needs to be a project cargo. We are not doing regular shipments, let's say, for this.
No. And I understand also that you have own assets. You have trucks available and packing. And
yes. Well, the trucks are not registered under the Comarch branch. So we have, let's say, we call them house transporters which we have contracts because, frankly, we want to do engineering. We are not interested to work directly with drivers on daily basis and so on. We are not mechanics and so on. So we know the trucks, we know the trailers, we know how to put the cargo on the right trailer. We know what kind of trailers are available on the market, and we know how to calculate their rate. So we do all the calculation in-house, and then we just take from our house transporters and practically rent the trailers, and then are in direct communication with the drivers and so on to get fast information for our clients.
Understand. And tell our viewers about the organization of Comarch at the moment. What is your headcount? Where are you headquartered? Do you have any branches? What is the spread and say the history of Comarch?
Yeah, Comarch frankly was opened in 92. This is immediately after Slovenia got independent in 91. And at that time, it was two people till 2009. Mm-hmm. 2009, we took over. So Branko Butala, as the manager, took over of the company.
Yeah.
Long story short, now in, 14 years, we are here in the headquarters in Ljubljana, where we are 25 people. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we opened also a branch office in Rijeka, Croatia, and in Serbia, in Beograd.
Okay.
Why? Because we want to expand on the Balkan territory. I think it's a very special territory where most of the big ones are not or don't want to be present with their project offices. So we are taking care of this barrier between the global world and the Balkan area.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to take care of all project cargo, which is going from to or through this area.
Okay, that's a smart move. Yeah, there are many, let's say, ex-Yugoslavian, countries down there, and a few who come from outside have any idea where is what. And I don't think there's any Balkan specialist outside the Balkan, actually. So it's good that you are there.
Correct. Yeah, we speak more or less the same language once we were together in the same country. So there are a lot of connections. It's, similar temperament, similar culture. So we get along quite well, and it's a very nice region, and it's a region with a lot of prospect for the future. Yeah,
Definitely. How come you got into this business? You are a young man, and of course I noticed your surname, Butala, is also Branko's surname, so of course you are related. But how come you are not an IT specialist with Google, or how come you are in freight forwarding?
I'm more into social care than I was quite good with speaking, communicating with people and so on. So frankly, it happened quite naturally. Branko never pushed me into this business. So Branko was also working in different private companies in the past.
Yeah.
There was opportunity. Firstly, I was thinking going into tourism. I spoke quite good languages, so German,
Yeah.
English, Croatian, Serbian, and so on. But then oversized transports. You know, I don't like to be dull. I don't like to do the same stuff all over again.
No.
And oversized transports, heavy transports, Project Cargo was something very interesting for me because I saw things are changing daily, hourly.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I simply got in love with it without my father pushing me into it. Yeah. So I think that's the right way.
Yeah, no, definitely. My dad was in shipping, and that's how I got into shipping. He definitely pushed me into it. So, I have not looked back. I mean, what a fantastic career, and logistics and shipping. It's a very wide field. You know, it's not only trucking. It's not only this, only that. There's so many things, and you never stop learning. I guess that's also one reason why you like it. You never stop learning, right?
Yeah, it's when you think that you know everything, then you're done. You know,
Yeah,
it's
then we might as well
then your
retire.
mentality should change because yeah, it's day out, day in, and we'll see.
Yeah,
We'll see how we develop.
you know, in life, it's only our wives. They know everything. That's
Yeah,
of course true.
of course they don't know, but we don't employ them for that reason because then we would look like fools in the job, you know. So.
For sure. I know, of course, Cormac, a little bit in detail here. So one leading question I will ask you now is, you are very specialized in seaworthy packing and making sure that cargo can be packed safely and withstand long-term transportation. Tell us, our viewers, more about your skill set in seaworthy packing.
Yeah. So this story started in 2014 and in our heads a long time ago. So like you said, the Project Cargo business is very wide and we like to stick with the red line. And we saw that what we are transporting on flat racks as break bulk and so on, it was seaworthy packed. So wooden boxes, foils and so on. So we said, if we transport it, why wouldn't we pack it? Yeah. So we started offering packaging, but there were no real pack providers in our region of Slovenia, Croatia and Serbia and so on. So we started thinking, how should we be packers? We had the motor. We can do it, but we didn't have the knowledge. So in 2014, we joined forces with the Italian group Transpac, who gave us the knowledge, and we opened a new company on a 50-50 rule. So they gave the knowledge, and we do the job on this territory. So since 2014, we opened a new company, Packlog, so packaging logistics. And this company has same ownership. So again, the family Butala is behind. It's totally independent from Comarch. Comarch is doing the commercial business with packaging. So once we have project, we try to sell everything: packaging, transport, dismantling, assembling, whatever. And Packlog is our good provider. So currently Packlog has on Serbia, Croatia and Slovenian territory 55 employees, which are producing wooden packaging. And Comarch is trying to sell that. So let's say Comarch is around 40-50%, even up to 60% last year client of Packlog, and the rest Packlog is taking care of from the market by itself.
But it makes sense. I mean, Packlog being independent and also can serve other freight forwarders that might need to see where they're packing.
Yes, definitely, because we don't want to there is some cross of interests. Packlog is an independent company doing packaging, and they are our good provider. As if they are good, they'll stick to being our provider. If they are not good,
you can choose elsewhere.
You can choose elsewhere.
What are the main ports? I mean, you're based in Slovenia. Is that Koper is the main port for Slovenia? I take it, right?
Yeah, Koper is the main port for Slovenia, but of course, Koper is not living out of cargo, which is going from to Slovenia, because Slovenia is quite a small market. So also, Comarch doesn't need 25 people to cover Project Cargo for Slovenia.
No,
but luckily, Koper is quite well developed, and we can say the leading port on the North Adriatic. So the main competition here is Trieste in Italy and Rijeka in Croatia, which are both very good ports. But let's say Copper is being the leader currently in container freight, break bulk, in Ro-Ro cargo.
Yeah.
This year they transshipped 1 million TEU, which was a record.
Wow.
And over 800,000 cars were shipped through Port of Koper, which is also a record and makes it, I think, the fourth or fifth biggest Ro-Ro port in Europe.
Fantastic. I mean, this is what we call Europe's soft underbelly is where you are located, and going into the Adriatic. I noticed also that the Port of Koper have a sales office in Budapest, and via Koper you can reach many places in Central Europe efficiently and fast, right?
Correct, yeah. Hungary is using Koper quite a lot. It's one of their main ports. Same goes for Austria. And the rest ports are taking care that a lot of cargo is coming through Koper. So Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia, and also Czech, Poland, Slovakia, and south of Germany are using Koper quite a lot. Sometimes due to congestions on the north ports, and also due to good service and, of course, better transit times, as vessels which are calling Koper are calling Koper 7 days before they are calling the north ports. Yeah, so if you're in a hurry, it's also a good solution.
Yeah, for sure. No, it really makes a lot of sense. May I ask a political question? I mean, we know that China is investing a lot in Africa and elsewhere, and I believe also China, from at least from history, has a good relationship with Serbia. And can you see a lot of Chinese delegations around in ex-Yugoslav and being involved in infrastructure projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main investor currently in Serbia, if we call it investor, it's China, definitely, which is also one of our main clients in the recent years. So there are practically a lot of mining projects in Serbia which were taken care of by Chinese companies. So the Serbian government gave those mines to the Chinese companies for the long term, and in return they get new infrastructure, new vehicles. They are building roads, rails. So Serbia is developing quite fast.
Yeah.
Through China, let's say.
Okay.
So it's a good partnership probably, but we'll see how it turns up in the long term.
Remember, partnership with China, there's always a catch, you know. So
we'll see. It's hard for me to comment. Currently, I'm happy that we're doing good business. We have good relationships with our Chinese partners.
Yeah.
And looking at it from that side, it's good for us.
Yeah.
But if it's good for Serbia, only history will tell.
Yeah. Of course. And these days, life can really change very fast. We can see the war in the almost in the middle of Europe, since the last year, which is terrible. But what can we do? Big politics and politicians. It's something too boring to talk about at this interview. So
let's try to avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you foresee here? One of the final questions. How do you foresee Comac's role in 2023? What are your plans? Do you feel the market is going up, down, or is it stable? What's your hunch or your gut feeling?
Well, in generally, people are talking about market and situation going down. But, what you speak, what you are, and this will happen. So speak about positive things. I think for us, it will go up. We are having organic growth. So every year we grow for 10 to 20%, not more. Also in the years where the ocean freight went significantly up, the Comac raised up only for 10 to 15%. So we were not like other forwarders who went 100% up and will go probably next year 100% down.
No.
So let's see. For us, it's positive. We currently also know what we will do till June, which is not very typical for our kind of business.
Wow!
But there is a lot of investments in, like we spoke before, in Serbia, in Hungary.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of transports already in plan. A lot of vessels coming to Koper, probably also because of the situation in the Black Sea. Vessels from COSCO, Cipolbrok, and so on are turning to Adriatic ports. Due to, of course, situation in the Black Sea. Yeah.
No, but that's certainly good. Yeah, and it was a CP vessel that I attended in Sweden when I fell and broke my wrist here, but you don't have ice in Copa. We have that in Sweden. So.
Yeah, true that. Currently, yeah, here we have 10 to 15 degrees. It's not even normal for Slovenia, which is quite a country full of snow normally. But the last, I just heard the statistics. We haven't had a white Christmas since the last 14 years. So,
yeah. So the song.
Perhaps the global warming is not so.
Yeah. So the song I'm dreaming of a white Christmas rings true.
Yeah. Those songs don't have any sense now. Currently,
no.
There are a lot of songs about white Christmas and snow and so on, but I don't see any. So.
We
explain my kids, yeah.
we are singing. We are only having singing in the rain here.
That's one, yeah.
But very good, Clement. Now, but of course, I know you from before, and you are a most efficient and hardworking young man. And also, I respect both Komarek and particularly your father very much for being very proper and
very much.
Reliable people. So that I
same,
can.
Same back to you, Bo.
Yeah.
We have only got experience, and let's say with you, we started the global market. So thank you also to you for welcoming us. And it's a real joy to be a part of your group.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Listen, I want to say formally many, many thanks, Clement, for of course, these roses here in the end, and also very good answers to the questions I had. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions, and thank you for a nice interview.
Welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor has been Mr. Clement Butala. He's the commercial manager at Komarek, based in Ljubljana in Slovenia. And he's part of a group that is very strong in trucking, inland transportation, and project cargo, and seaworthy packing. So anything to and from Balkan, do consider them. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.